Hello.
Hello. Good morning. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Karen Bauer?
Well, she doesn't live here.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. I am not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, or the chances 50-50? Definitely? Okay.
Yes.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
I'm in my 60s.
Okay. And to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'll keep that to myself.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Extremely motivated, okay? And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or the last three, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school system education, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination? Which is the most important to you?
Abortion rights.
Oh, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Anywhere from getting better to staying about the same.
Okay, so should I record getting better or staying the same?
I don't know. Somewhere in between that.
Okay, but I just have three options. Which one? Getting better,
yeah,
staying the same?
Getting better.
Okay, thank you so much. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I have no idea. I'd have to leave that one blank.
But maybe just based on what you know about race relations, what do you think? We're getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I can't answer. I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay, it's not a problem. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I'm gonna repeat that.
How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned?
Just concerned.
Okay, just somewhat, not very. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I like to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay?
And what was this?
I'm going to read you a short list of names, and I want you to rate from 0 to 100. The first one is Donald Trump. How would you rate him from 0 to 100? You may use any number.
0.
0. The Democratic Party, in general, how would you rate that?
70.
Ron DeSantis?
20.
20. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights from 0 to 100?
I have no idea.
Okay, never heard of. Taylor Swift from 0 to 100?
70.
The NAACP?
50.
Kamala Harris?
70.
And Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
70.
Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Biden.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very, somewhat, or not so worried? Or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And please just tell me whether you agree.
Dignity. How much longer?
We're 70% of the survey now. Maybe just 4 or 5 minutes. I will go through the survey as quick as I can.
Too long. Okay, but I may end up hanging up, so just, you know, don't take it as being rude. I'm just very, very busy.
Okay, but will you have a few minutes to participate, or may I call you later?
I can do one more minute.
Okay, but one more minute, it just be 75%.
Well, that's the best I can do.
Okay, so may I call you later so we can finish the survey later?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm sorry, I did this. I shouldn't have answered.
Okay, because if you hang up right now, it will be in vain, really. Can you please help me out just 4 minutes more?
I can't right now. I really can't right now. And now I've got to go. Okay, I'm really sorry.
Thank you for taking the call.